The former life, with an epigraph from Heraclitus. It scatters and it gathers. It advances and retires. On the great wheel of birth and rebirth, at one momentous tick, turn, orbit, or another, it's entirely possible that some of us, most of us, who could ever guess how many, inherit in the parsimonious interest of a vast metaphysical economy and on condition of amnesia the outworn reborn soul of someone else, some tiny fierce Penelope, let's say, or, taking breath enraged by all the same old noise and stupid light, a squalling infant Heraclitus, maybe, who must hence abide with us, anonymous and inaccessible forever, a disposition merely, or merest inkling, intimations that haunt us all our lives, as when waking up sometimes one hears again the surge and rattling long retreat over small loose stones of the just-dreamt ocean, a dream itself still haunted by the fog-tripled clarity of exuberant speech, birds, the measured dactylic splash of thudding oars. Poetry, poetry, what dark poems had I lived in the former life and then forgot? I remember, by way of answer, the bird-like shadow writing of the leaves against a sunlit bedroom wall, and how, despite the scattered, trembling incoherence there, all that frantic self-erasure, it seemed something, nonetheless, that might at any moment gather into perfect sense, if only for the tricky terms for nightingale, dawn skies, those ocean dreams Penelope left unraveled on her loom, one right word or syllable, some dim least letter even, from that difficult language we'll all remember later.